This is Leaderful, where we give you the models and the frameworks, the strategies and the skills that you need to drive true transformation for yourself, your team, your organization, and the world. Welcome to the show. All right, Pablo, welcome back to Leaderful.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. So this is the first episode that people are going to hear, potentially. They might come in on another episode and then they'll find their way back to what the heck is this show all about? And why are Jeff and Pablo talking about workplace culture and experience? Why Leaderful? Why these guests? You know, I thought we'd take some time today to introduce ourselves a little bit, introduce the Ally Co., which is our company, and introduce Leaderful and help people understand the intention of this podcast and what they can expect from listening, if that sounds okay.
Sounds great.
All right. So when you think of Leaderful, why Leaderful? Let's start there. What does Leaderful mean to you?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier on when we were creating this organization and the change that we wanted to be a part of in the world. And we talked about, I think we started to be more intentional with the words that we were choosing to describe the impact we wanted to have. And, you know, leadership and power, those kind of formed at the center of that discussion. And when we talked about leadership, we realized we hadn't even defined it between us three, the co-founders at the time. And where we landed was leaders are people who take responsibility for themselves and their world. And what we wanted to see was that distribution of leadership happening more in organizations, that institution that we thought, okay, we can go in. It plays a huge part in our lives, you know, work, life. And so we thought, okay, well, how might we be able to create more leaderful organizations that in turn have more purpose and meaningful impact in the greater world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that effort to distribute power. I think a lot of us have been in workplaces or in systems where we experience, you know, that command and control, kind of hierarchical. You have power because of the role you're in, not necessarily because of the skills and experiences that are value that you bring to the table. And so for Leaderful for me, when I think about, you know, I think I dream of walking into a client's boardroom with a team and sitting back in the corner and just watching them engage with each other and not being able to point out who has the biggest salary, who has the biggest job title, because everybody's engaged, everybody's leaning in. And in this world of work where we see so much burnout, so much conversation about the great resignation and quiet quitting, if that's even a thing, we'll talk, you know, that's for another episode. But I think it's fair to say that people are suffering in the workplace. There is a lot of pain. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of disengagement and varying levels of burnout. We see that the statistics alone are alarming. You know, it's something that's been on the radar for probably 20 years in lots of parts of the world, and it's not getting better, right? Like in fact, most of the indicators are moving in the wrong direction. And so when we say Leaderful, it is that, at least my hope, that, you know, workplaces evolve to consider the employee experience as much as they consider the experience of other people or other stakeholders in the system. And so we talk about human-centered, systems-conscious work, and that's what we mean, is that taking people and making sure that they are getting their needs and values met in the workplace and thriving as humans, and that we're conscious of the broader system. And so, yeah, so this podcast, what can people expect when they're listening to this podcast? And obviously this is episode one. We've got a few. It's going to be a mixed bag, but what do you hope people walk away after listening to one of these episodes with?
Yeah, I think as human beings, we all are trying to find our position or situate ourselves in this world, in our community. And, you know, we hear people talk about legacy, inclusion, inviting diversity and equity and equality. Like all these words that really describe being part of something bigger, belonging. And so when I think about the workplace, where a lot of us spend a lot of our time, you know, what we've noticed in our, I think, careers and our personal experiences is that, you know, leaders or organizations, if you will, don't come to work every day with the intention to create burnout, to force people out, to, you know, de-skill or those types of things. And so I think for us, we noticed there was really a good intention, like, you know, for most leaders when it comes to creating exceptional workplace cultures and employee experiences. But what we were noticing is that impact is not, there's a gap between the intention and the impact. And I think that's probably the sweet spot of the problem, like we're solving problems between that gap, you know, burnout, fatigue. We talk about artificial harmony, right? We see a lot of that these days, especially as the world of work is trying to redesign itself. You talked about, you know, attrition that, you know, there's good attrition, but, you know, harmful, or you know, attrition that where you're losing really great people. Like that's something you want to, that's a problem that we're seeing between the intention versus impact gap. So I would say, you know, that's the space with which we're going to be focusing on the problems. And I would say people can expect that, you know, yes, we will talk about some of the symptomatic things that we're seeing and that are maybe hot on HBR or Fast Company and those types of publications. But we're going to challenge our listeners to actually have meaningful dialogue and dig deeper into understanding what may be there underneath. And I love this. I don't know where it came from. I think it was you that talks about really what we're trying to do is help, you know, these human-centered systems conscious leaders to cultivate the awareness, the will, and then the skill to shape their futures in a positive way.
Yeah, I know. I love that. And I love that we are going to be digging beneath the surface. I actually just had a great conversation with a colleague of ours the other day about burnout in particular, because that's the realm that she spends a lot of time in. And we both acknowledge that a lot of the mainstream thinking and advice and all of those things, as well-intentioned advice that's out there, is very surface level. And you see that in the self-care burnout space for sure, but you see that across the board, I think, in corporate culture when it comes to learning and development or like getting those skills. We look at that and because we don't have the depth of awareness that maybe we need, right, about what the real true nature of the problem is, we end up with good intentions trying to meet the needs of people that we don't really fully understand. And I'm sure I've been guilty of this in the past as a leader where I've looked at something and thought, well, here's the problem. And then I race to try and solve it and end up being out of alignment with what the actual needs are with the team. And so we are going to talk about problems on this podcast and problems as opportunities to do something differently and to take a more human-centered approach, to slow it down a little bit and have some of that meaningful dialogue that you mentioned so that we're solving for root problems as opposed to symptoms. Again, it's that intention impact gap is going to be a topic I think that we'll return to over and over again. So, so that's the podcast. And so people can expect, you know, conversations with Jeff and Pablo in that 20 to 30 minute range where we're going to talk about a topic and maybe some new thinking on it or some ideas or some experiences that we've had with that with our clients. We'll also have some guests, some great guests on the show who bring a different perspective on the work or a complimentary or a toolkit that we don't have access to because we're not them. So look forward to some of those interviews. And more broadly, I think that the hope is that people walk away from any one of our episodes with some aspect of new awareness about a problem, new willingness to tackle it, and some skills or some tools and approach that they can take to that. And so, listener, you can hold us accountable to that. If you get something from a podcast, let us know. And if you want us to dig deeper into something or to, you know, get more practical with our thinking or advice, then we'd love that feedback too. And so, you know, open door for feedback. If you're listening to this, fire us a note. You can find us, I'm sure, somewhere on the internet. Right, so that's Leaderful, and we look forward to this journey of talking about these pretty critical issues, I think. So welcome, and thanks for listening. Leaderful is brought to you by The Ally Co., a team of human-centered, systems-conscious consultants, coaches, and facilitators dedicated to helping you and your team tackle the core problems of burnout and stuckness and misalignment and misuses of power and all of the things that get in the way of creating truly human-centered workplaces where everyone thrives and does their best work. Head over to www.theallyco.world to learn more.